I didn't know we had these problems in Howard County until I heard about these things. Like, sure. I didn't think it was as big of an issue around here.
And then, you probably thought it was something that happens in other places, yeah, not in Howard County.
Yeah. It was a shock. I didn't think it could happen so close to where I am.
Gotcha. What will you be telling the committee today? You have testimony. What are you going to tell them?
I was going to share a story about how cyberbullying that I've witnessed online, and I also wanted to address the fact that I think this bill is good, but additionally we need to publicize it in schools and make children aware that they have legal rights and legal recourse to the cyberbullying.
What have you witnessed online?
What I've witnessed is recently there have been websites on like Twitter and Facebook where they have pages where you can anonymously post whatever you want, and it's directed to be humorous, but it's then it has unintended consequences of hurting and harming individuals with acts that are targeted against individuals.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to see the Senate do and the other changes you'd like to see made to the bill?
The only real change, I think, would be to make some sort of educational action in conjunction with the bill to make sure that students know that this law exists and that they can help have recourse against cyberbullying.
What kind of impact do you think these stories, like what happened to Grace McComas, and there have been other stories around the country, what kind of impact do you think it's had on your school, if any?
I know recently we've changed the school, and once a month at River Hill we have an extended third period where we talk about issues in our school, and a lot of times we talk about bullying and the impact it has and how diversity is really important in our schools, and we have to respect that and make action to make sure everyone knows that they have protection and that they don't have to work, they're not supposed to be afraid in school, and that they have freedom to.
Does it have impact on people that might witness cyberbullying? I mean, to report it, say something, talk to, you know?
I think definitely, because when people hear that other people have witnessed it, it makes them feel safe in knowing that it's not just them and that other people have are going through the same things they're going through.
And a final question. I mean, not everybody would be willing to come to Annapolis to testify on this bill. But what led you to decide, you know, you've taken the extra step to come down here?
I mean, well, I have an internship with Mr. Kittleman.
Gotcha.
And it's a class in school, and you get set up with an internship. And I picked Alan Kittleman because he's a really great senator in the state of Maryland, and I really appreciate him, and I think he's a good senator. So I got set up with him, and then throughout the year I'd been researching. And for my project, I wanted to testify, and I saw this bill, and I thought that it would be a great bill to testify on.
Cool. All right. Very.